Storm Lake St. Mary's Girls Class 1A Region Basketball at MMC being broadcast on the Moose 92.9. And before tip-off, joined by Panther coach Jesse Bibler. Jesse, can you believe it? Postseason time, it's here.
Yeah, it's been a crazy, you know, it's been so fast. It's, the girls said, we can't believe it's been, you know, the last week here, you know, when practiced or our first game on Monday this week, they're like, man, it's the last week. It's went by so fast, and I, you know, couldn't agree with them anymore.
Yeah, region time has arrived. Let's revisit your Tuesday victory, a six-point win over West Bend Mallard and a big third quarter for your team, 22 points you put up.
Yeah, we, you know, we came out a little slow in the first half, and I, you know, went into a halftime speech to tell them, you know, we got to go. We got to score some points here. And they really they executed game plan as far as, you know, keeping our turnovers down and put a little pressure on them there the third quarter and really came up with some loose balls that scored us and got us, you know, back in the game and ahead there that third quarter as well.
You just said it, though. Another slow start, Bibbs. Seems to be a recurring theme. Any rhyme or reason for that?
You know, I wish I really had an answer for that. It's just kind of, it's been a recurring thing, and we put a little pressure on early to kind of just get things going and hoping, you know, that's helping us start. But going to do a few things or in practice. We've been practicing a few things to get us really going, and so we're hoping, you know, Thursday we'll get things rolling.
Well, the turnovers have been a problem at times, but you've cut down on those as you've gone along. Along with that, what else would you say has improved throughout the season?
I'd say our confidence. We started out at the beginning of the year kind of not very sure of ourselves, and confidence-wise, we've gotten a lot better. I think has what turned our turnovers to be less is we're more confident with the ball, and we're sure of where we're passing it now. As the beginning of the season, we weren't exactly there.
Well, hopefully more season to come after tonight. It'll be a challenge at MMC, which we'll talk about here in a second. But for you, I know you've said before, Ryan Berg coming on board to help on the bench has helped yourself. But how's it gone for you your first season at the helm as a head coach?
It's been a great experience. The girls have been great. The fans have been great. I couldn't have asked for a better first season with the, you know, I've been with them last year as an assistant, but as a head coach, it's been a great experience. And like you said, Reinberg has been a huge help, and I couldn't be more appreciative that he's willing enough to step in, you know, on his free time and his volunteering, and very appreciative of that.
Well, back to where you started the season, Jesse, season opening loss at MMC, now ranked in Class 1A, and you said before their passing was a big difference maker in that game?
It was. They had good ball movement from as far as kicking it into the post and hit quite a few key shots on the outside, so I'm going to look to take that away from them. We're hoping, you know, to come out aggressive right away, like I said earlier, and I think it'll be a good ball game for us.
No one scored for you in double figures that game. Emily made a few shots. Riley was held scoreless. Riley's had back-to-back nice offensive games. Be nice to keep that going.
Yeah, she has. She kind of, there, you know, the last few games I've been telling her, you know, you're a senior, come on, we got to, you know, get a few more points from you. And she's really taken that leadership role and kind of, you know, even with her assists as far as dishing things out, she's really improved from the beginning of the year. So that's a great thing for us.
We are recording this on Wednesday. What's the plan? What else do you plan to emphasize in practice today?
We offensively got to look at being patient with the ball, and every possession is crucial for us. So tonight we'll really work on, you know, patience with the ball. We don't got to force things, playing our style of basketball, which sometimes we get a little too rushed. And so we can't go deep in the bench, only having, you know, 12 players and whatnot. So we're looking tonight to really focus on every single play is really important.
Jesse, thanks so much for the time, and good luck to you and the Panthers tonight.
Yes, thank you so much.
St. Mary's girls basketball coach, Jesse Bibler. St. Mary's MMC girls 1A region basketball coming up on the Moose 92.9 and StormLakeRadio.com.